You're listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created a show to help you live a lifted life.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. It's episode 30. Whoop, whoop. And today we're talking about time management.
Is this where you give us a five-step process on how to manage our time and become a manager of time?
No.
Good. I was going to check out if it was.
I was going to actually trick you, Tim, because I had originally told you it's not about time management, it's about energy management. But actually, there's a middleman. It's the mind management before the energy management. So time management is an illusion. Mind management is crucial, but only because energy management is where it's at. You see what I'm saying? So we all have a certain amount of time. Maybe you have 6 hours or 7 hours in a day to work before your kids come home from school. Maybe you have a deadline coming in 1 week and you have a measurable amount of time to get something done. Maybe you've designated 1 hour to clean up your bedroom to make it less scuzzy looking. You feel like there's a time issue, but I'm here to tell you if we can prioritize our energy and take a look at the project from an energy management standpoint, then it will change the game.
So I would say it's an efficiency issue, but I think you're going to get there. I think that's how I see it playing out, is that when you manage your energy
first, primarily,
you end up doing the most efficient thing, and the time becomes irrelevant because, yes, it takes time to do it, but when you manage your energy, you do it the most efficient way possible.
Right, which kind of goes back to this achievement time-based culture. But what I'm even saying is it's about the, so efficiency sounds like it's like get more done in less time, boom, yeah. Boom, boom. But really what we're also getting at is that because it's a mind management and energy management issue, because how we feel drives all action, it's actually more about cutting to the chase, feeling the way you want to feel now, and doing the things that you know your future self will thank you for. So it's like this combination, yes, of efficiency, because what is the name of the principle that however long you give yourself to do a task, mm-hmm. Pareto's principle, maybe? However long you give yourself to do a task is how long it will take you to do the task. So if you say, I need to write this blog, I'm going to give myself 3 hours. Well, that sounds about right, because a blog can, you know, be 1,000 words and take you a long time to write. That might take you 3 days. Who knows? But let's say instead you're like, I'm going to crank out 1,000 words in an hour. Go. Then
you naturally fill the time that you give yourself.
Typically so. Mm-hmm. And so there's all sorts of things at play. It's actually, well, I'm not going to bounce to that. The mind management comes into play because it's the story you're telling. And then the energy management comes into play because feelings drive all action. And so if you want to get a job done in quicker amounts of time so that you can get to more things you enjoy, it's about telling a better story and managing the mind drama around the task. And that's why I think that idea right there, to step around the stories of the thing that's slowing you down or holding you back, that is the whole idea behind energy management rather than time management.
So my own experience, I think I would look at it as you have a task and then you think about, you spend 20 minutes thinking about how you don't want to do the task. And then you spend another 20 minutes preparing for the task. And then maybe only 5 or 10 minutes is actually doing the task.
Right. But the
And you're saying weed out that first part.
Yeah. Sometimes you trick your brain into doing it and don't overthink it and just do it. But maybe spend 20 minutes getting into a higher vibration state, yeah, of how you will feel when you do the task, how you'll feel when it's done, why you want it done anyway.
Because my experience, when you do that, the actual task, when you do it, it's the highest quality work.
Yeah.
When you get in the higher vibration and come in with that, you actually do very high quality work and you didn't really need the hour. You actually did the best work in 20 minutes.
Right. And let's even just use some like really simple. Your 2-year-old wants you to play Candyland with them again for the 500th time. And you're like, I really don't want to, but I said I would. And if instead you think about energy management, you decide, what if I gave this Candyland round this 15 minutes? I mean, it truly, even the longest round can't take that long. I mean, sure, you can get the ice cream cone and go back or whatnot, but you know what I mean. You'll get it done. Someone is going to reach that party at the end.
Yeah. I just keep thinking, I think we have the Dora Candyland version. We do. So I'm trying to think what the
equivalent of that was. This weekend, we went out to a dessert-only type restaurant, and there was this couple on a date, and there's board games at this place, and they were playing Candyland, and I whispered over to our 10-year-old, I'm like, look at that couple having a riveting game of Candyland, and he looked over at me with the biggest eyes, like, Mom, shh. Anyway. Candyland's on the brain, but
so a quick side note to that, that same lady you're talking about,
yeah,
she saw me stack the plates up on the dirty dishes so high that if anyone looked at it, it was gonna fall.
Yeah, what'd she do?
And you corrected me and said you should go fix that.
Well, I just said, hey,
but she she looked at me, and initially I thought she gave me the stink eye.
Yeah,
she knows I'm a jerk for stacking those plates.
They were way too stacked. Yes.
And then I said, no, she didn't, she was just being nice and she's worried about her Candyland game. And I just made it mean something totally different.
Right. I just made it mean that I didn't really want
all I was those impressed plates. I could stack those dishes that high and they not fall.
Anyways. That was amazing. Okay. Energy management. You promised to play Candyland. You hate Candyland. You've played Candyland so much your eyes could bleed, but you said you'd play it again. Mm-hmm. And so what kind of energy do you really want to bring to it? And if you literally give it your all and you play Candyland like a boss for 15 minutes, think about how good you'll feel then after. It makes it that much easier to not have the mom or dad guilt and say, okay, now I'm going to go do my project for 15 minutes or more. And you can do it with this clear conscience because you brought your full energy to Candyland. So it's not a time management, it's the energy you bring to something that then allows you to move on to the next task.
And the way you describe it, it kind of, to me, I think about like, when you're describing the energy, I think about like a lot of effort and a lot of work, but I don't think that's necessarily what you mean.
Presence.
I think you also mean presence, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your undivided
presence. Sometimes you and I, we will get really silly with the kids and they're like, what are you doing? And we bring a lot of energy and
yeah,
poking and laughing and silly, but you're right. Sometimes it's just eye contact, smiles,
yeah,
calmness. Like a true grounded presence.
I guess that's what I'm thinking, because I think of the outsider looking like, oh man, that sounds like a lot of work. But no, I think we're saying just undivided attention or presence.
Right.
Like try to leave the phone turned off or in the pocket.
Or further away. Don't put it on your body, please. That's a different opinion. Carry on. Okay, so it's not about time management so much as energy management. And the main reason why I want to talk a little bit about mind drama. So let's say you have something more difficult to do than a game of Candyland. Let's say you have to write a report that you're dreading, whether you're in college, middle school, high school, anywhere in between, you got to write this report, but you don't want to. I would challenge you to get out your pretend scissors with your pointer finger and your middle finger and cut it out. So imagine, I'm serious, I love this trick. It works for me so often. When somebody writes me a nasty email or something, I just get out my scissors and I cut those strings of emotion connecting me from that person's story, because really it's their story and I don't have to allow it to attach to me like a spidey web. I just get out my imaginary scissors and I cut that emotional tension that's been created from their energy projectile vomited in my direction. So the same thing with the report that you have to write, or anything for that matter that you need to do, want to do, but can't get yourself to do. Cut the crap, cut the story, cut the mind drama, because you don't have a time problem. You have an energy problem. And the reason you have that energy problem is because the story you're telling. Not about time management first, it's about mind management. And the reason it's about mind management is because your energy matters. And the story you tell creates a feeling in your body, and feelings drive all action. Mic drop.
Don't drop the mics.
Right? That's good. That's no, powerful.
No, it's gold.
That's cohesive, concise nuggets of value to help you get the job done, is to tell a different story, but first bring an awareness to the story you're telling. Cut the crap, cut the story.
The only thing I would add is bring honesty as well, because in my experience, you know the resistance there, you feel it, and then I start telling the story on top of the resistance of, well, I feel that way because, or it's this because I was unfairly treated, whatever, doesn't matter what the story is. But be truly honest with yourself and say, no, what is it really? And for me, it's always insecurity. It's always down to some
level.
What
if I don't write the report very well? What if the report doesn't, you know, what if I can't write it? What if it's, but that's all still thoughts and stories that are weighing you down.
Right. But for me, what works for me is when I'm truly honest and I really go to the root of what it truly is and then don't judge myself. Just like, yeah, that's the feeling. That's really what it is. And then try to work through that.
But it's still just a thought. It's just a cloud in the sky. Like, I don't want to give too much value to that. One of my favorite lessons from Steve Chandler that I just keep swimming in is this idea that you don't really have a personality. And he means that in the most loving way. It's basically you have habits that you've stacked, that you've done again and again and again. And you buy into this idea that your personality says X, Y, and Z. I talk a lot about our environment. So for instance, if you say, well, I'm not a morning person, it's like, well, your environment is a lot of bright lights at night, screens, etc. So it's programmed you to create these habits of staying up late and sleeping in. So he kind of talks about in terms of you don't really have a personality, you have habits and ways of being that you've become accustomed to. So anyway, when it comes to this project that you've labeled as hard or difficult, and then you've labeled yourself as someone who maybe can't focus or write very well or whatever your personality excuse is of the moment, when really if what I'm saying is cut the story, separate yourself from that and step up, evolve into this higher self that can do anything, especially hard things, when you manage your mind and direct your energy towards creating what you want to get done.
Yeah, I like it. And I think what you're going to say is time's the story.
Like, yeah.
Time management. I mean, the story is...
But I have to get my kids at 3:10.
Yeah.
But the story that I can't work when they're home is also a story. Mm-hmm. We all have stories.
Yeah.
So I do believe that when it comes to time management, it goes back to the power of storytelling, the stories we tell about it. There's a theory that the time's going to pass anyway. What are you going to do? And are you doing things that bring you more energy? So let's say you have a lot of have to do's. It can get really easy to become so inundated with them that you're not allowing yourself to do things that really light you up. So I have a lot of creative hobbies, especially at this moment. I've always loved writing. I recently bought a ukulele that I'm playing around with a little bit. Painting was something I picked up a few years ago as a gift to myself. When I turned 30, I bought a bunch of acrylic paints and just allowed myself a couple hours a day to paint just for the fun of it. And I feel like often when I'm really overwhelmed with all the should do's, it's really difficult to carve out time for those want to do's. But that also is an energy management sort of issue more than a time management, because I know those things that I love to do help me to tap into who I really am and who I want to be. And then that flows over into the areas of things that need to get done, such as making dinner or washing clothes that people need to wear, things that seem to continually pop up that can tend to be exhausting if we aren't careful of the story we're telling.
I just find it so interesting that what I'm hearing you say is that personal self-care is very important to feed your creativity, to feed your effectiveness, essentially, that you need to do these things to kind of build your vibration, to build yourself, to feel better. But yet we're so pre-programmed, or we have been programmed, to believe that that's not what you're supposed to be doing.
Or like, if you work really hard, then you can do the fun thing.
Yeah.
And I think we sometimes say, let's do something fun to get into the right state, and then we'll go tackle the difficult things. But I think a lot of that, someone says, well, that wouldn't work because I would never do. It's a lack of trust in your ability to execute tasks. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you have the track record of like, of course, that's what I do. I get into the high vibration state and then I do the thing. Some people don't have that track record, which builds confidence. Confidence comes from doing what you say you're going to do and then doing it again.
Past experiences that...
Right. And so what happens if you don't have a past experience that you want to reenact?
Go create one.
Go create one.
Yeah.
So you can do so by keeping your word to yourself. I am going to go do the fun thing first. Go on the walk, do the painting, do some journaling, whatever it is that puts you into that high vibration state. And then at this time, I'm going to go write 300 words, even if they're junky words, even if they're the worst words you've ever read. It's about doing the thing that I say I'm going to do.
Yeah, just from experience, I've done those things. I know what you're saying, and I truly believe it, and I know it. I know it to be true. But trying to think how to explain it to somebody that hasn't experienced it, I think the only thing you can say is go do it.
Right, go give it a try.
And if you don't believe me, just go try it. And then if it still doesn't work...
And they come back and say, I did it. I did the fun thing. I played the video games, and I accidentally played video games all day long, and I forgot to do anything, yeah, quote-unquote, productive. Oops.
Yeah, I guess it depends what you're trying to do. I mean, I'm sure there's a way to find... There's a way to make that productive.
To get into a flow state that leads you to.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to remember if it was a couple years ago now that I went and saw Glennon Doyle speak. It was actually a birthday gift from my sis. Shout out to my sis. And she got us tickets to go see her speak. And then afterwards, she signed our books. And I said to Glennon, I said, look, writing is hard. And she's like, it is so hard. You're right. And we just kind of sat there for a minute nodding. And I said, but I really love it and I really want to keep doing it. She's like, oh yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. And then I said, here's the question. I find that when I was painting, I actually was writing even more, even better. Like, how does that even work? I'm really busy. I have so much to do. And yet painting helped me to write. It wasn't a distraction. It's how I truly got my book of poems. My first book of poems. This is Real Life. Love Notes to Wake You Up. Check it out on Amazon. That's how I got my first book of poems knocked out, was because I was painting too. And she's like, absolutely, it's cross training. And I just loved it. Ever since then, I have just relished in that story of her calling it cross training. And I think so often we get hyper focused on one thing that we forget that lifting weights helps us to run faster. I think we did it in high school, and I was pretty fast, so I think it works. But painting helps you to write. Baking helps you to design jewelry sometimes.
Yeah, for me, I think it's that when you work in the other way, you're just not as efficient. And yeah, it takes 3 hours to do something because you're coming in a low vibration. You're coming in low, and that's how long it takes to do the work. But when you come in high, you're way more efficient. High vibration. And you're way more efficient.
Thank you for the clarification.
And it just doesn't take that much time. The illusion is the time.
Right. And what we're here to say is manage your energy. Get into the state of feeling that you want more of, and get into the state of feeling that you believe creating that project or playing the game or doing the thing will do. Create the feeling now and then go forth. Hey, before we wrap up, I actually want to read a review, this time from our Bifidus Mood Boost, which is wild because guess what? Right now we have like 5 bottles left, and then we're going to have some downtime because we didn't reorder in time because we're rookies. We made that mistake with our mood boosting probiotic, our top seller, and that was really, really painful. This one's a...
Give yourself some slack. We're not rookies. Just it's selling so fast, we can't keep up.
Yeah, it's selling fast, and our reorder time takes a while, but it really does kind of hurt whenever we have customers who want to buy something that we haven't quite been able to keep in stock. So we've never ran out of the Bifidus Mood Boost, and we are now going to be out of it for maybe a week, but it's really going to be restocked soon. So maybe this will wet your lips for this product a little bit. From Cheryl, who said, 5 stars, positive results. She said, for years I have suffered with intestinal cramping, especially at night when I went to bed. I also have felt random nausea, general intestinal distress, and in the last couple of years, depression and malaise. I have been to doctors over and over trying to discover why this was happening, but had no success. Many years ago, I had intravenous antibiotics for 8 days. I believe that is what started my health woes. 2 days after starting Bifidus Mood Boost, my gut cramps were gone for the first time in years. Lately, I have been taking the Mood Boost over a couple of weeks. I have noticed that the depression is lifting. I can't help but attribute this outcome to Mood Boost because nothing else in my life has changed. I am so happy that this product is available. Life definitely has a rosier glow than it has in a long time. Thank you. Love reading those. Just saying. So this podcast is brought to you by our probiotics and the vitamin blend, which is a whole long story that maybe we should share a little bit about next week. Put that in your notes, sweetie pie.
Got it.
So we hope this episode about the importance of energy management way more than time management has been useful for you. And at any point, if you feel you're in a time crunch, we invite you to take a step back and say, is this really a time crunch, or is it my energy and my stories in my mind that is causing me the problems, right? Take a step back, ask yourself the question, and then try to elevate your state, and then go in, and I bet you'll find that you can get the task completed and in an enjoyable way, which is what it's all about. All right, everyone, thanks for listening. Have an amazing week, and we'll see you next week.